welcome everybody to some Sunday afternoon baseball. Oh, that's right. I'm so excited. And welcome to the show. This matchup between the Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals is about to get underway with a first pitch slated for 12 p.m. Eastern. That's right. Just a couple of minutes or seconds away we should be. But what a game we have in store for you folks. Walter Works with you on the call, MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And it's been a rough couple of days for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll see if the Beachbirds can pick things up today and maybe gain some momentum heading into the new week, right? A 4th of July extravaganza coming up Monday and Tuesday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we get ready to celebrate our independence. That's right, America's birthday. I am so excited. I'll be on the call with you both Monday and Tuesday, 4th of July, as the Hammerheads are here Monday against the Cardinals, and then I believe the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are coming to town Tuesday to face the Hammerheads. So a lot going on here at the Dean. We're going to get started with today's game in just a moment. Let's go over your starting lineup for today. For the Hammerheads, leading off, Brett Roberts playing center field. In the second spot, Ian Lewis, the third baseman. In the third spot, Javier Sanoa playing second base. Chase Luttrell batting cleanup, the right fielder. Batting fifth, Torin Montgomery, the first baseman. Batting sixth, Christian Rodriguez, the shortstop. Batting seventh, Harrison Spahn, the designated hitter. Batting eighth, Sam Prater, the catcher. And batting ninth, Noah Williamson, the left fielder. On the mound for the Hammerheads, Colin Lowe. And on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals, Hansel Rincon with a 3.59 ERA, 44-45 strikeouts through 72 innings of work. So Brett Roberts starts things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads, who have been on a tear lately, blowing out the Cardinals the last couple of games here at the Dean. We'll see what gives. Can they keep the momentum going, or will the Cardinals have a shot at redemption? We're about to find out. Count goes 2-0 to Brett Roberts. And here comes the 2-0 pitch. This one just outside. Three straight balls to start the game off for Hansel Rincon. And here comes the 3-0. Outside and away, and Brett Roberts takes first via the Base on Balls Express train. Choo, choo, choo. What a way to start the game off with a good eye, some good discipline. Roberts gets on first. Up next, we got Ian Lewis. Ian Lewis has had a great series hitting and on the defensive side. Here comes the first pitch to Lewis. This one outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside, ball two. Beautiful day here in Jupiter. Slight breeze. The sun's out, no threatening clouds in the area. Two on the count to Lewis. Here comes the pitch. And inside, that's going to be ball three. 3-1 the count to Lewis. Brett Roberts on first after the walk. Pitch coming from Rincon. Roberts is going to try to take second. Steal attempt successful. Gets there easily. So Robert steals second, and that's what you got to think about when you're talking about the Jupiter Hammerheads, as Lewis takes first on a walk. So two straight walks for Hansel Rincon to start the game. Bernal and Carlos Linares going out to the mound to talk strategy. Not the start that the Beachbirds have been looking for, especially the way this series has been turning out. And here's the plan if you're a part of the Jupiter Hammerheads faithful. You got Roberts, Lewis, and Sanoa to start things off when you look at this lineup. And all you can think about is the speed that those three possess. With Roberts on second and Lewis now on first, it's up to Sanoa to just put the ball in play. And that's what it's all about. And that's what you've seen from the Hammerheads so far this series, them executing the plan. Here comes the first pitch to Sanoa. He pops this one up all the way up. Who's going to call it? Nobody does. It surprisingly bloops in front of Cruz, and Sanoa gets on first, and the bases are now loaded. And I'm not talking about your favorite baked potato. They're loaded with Hammerheads everywhere. Sanoa on first, Lewis on second, Roberts on third. And now with Chase Luttrell up and nobody out, it looks like the Hammerheads are riding on the same momentum that they have been on the last couple of games. Counts 1-0 to Luttrell. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. This one's downstairs. 2-0 goes the count. And Rincon, early on in this game, finds himself in a jam. And I'm not talking the jelly jam you have with your peanut butter. There's a situation right now early on in the Dean. And this one's popped up by Luttrell. Kiriale trying to see if he has a chance at it, but into the stands it goes. Nice to have Kiriale back in the lineup after missing the game. He's back at third. See if he can get things going the right way for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Coming into this game, 38-34 overall are the Cardinals. The Hammerheads, 39-33. Count goes 3-1 to Chase Luttrell, who has a .255 average, 4 home runs on the season, 27 ribbies. Here comes the 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, bases loaded. They're lurking, they're swimming, looking to take a huge bite out of these beach birds. This one goes foul, count stays full. 3-2 count, nobody out, nothing here to start the game, top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Rincon does what needed to be done, punching out Luttrell for his first strikeout of this Sunday afternoon. So a big time pitch, 91 mile per hour fastball. And Luttrell goes down on strikes. That's going to bring up Torin Montgomery, the big bat, batting .315, 2 home runs, 19 ribbies. A lot of power when you think about the first baseman. Montgomery 6'3", about 240 from Kirkland, Washington, picked up in the 14th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the pitch to Montgomery. He hits this one right to the shortstop. Should be an easy play for Espinoza. And it is a double play by the Beach Birds getting out of the inning, averting any damage. And just imagine, the bases were loaded with nobody out. The Beach Birds come through on defense. Can they come through on offense? They're going to look for some redemption, trying to pick things up here to start the new week. We'll find out if it happens. But what a play to get out of the top of the first. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first inning, but you already know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay! Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah. Good way to start the game for the Beachbirds. And Joe on first base now with Chris Rotundo in that second spot, the designated hitter. We'll see if Rotundo can add here. Colin Lowe on the mound for the Hammerheads. First pitch upstairs to Rotundo. That's going to be ball one. And here comes the next pitch from Lowe. This one's downstairs and away, ball two. Beachbirds wearing their navy blue jerseys on top of some white pants, red socks, in honor of our independence. Very nice. It's going to be a great time here at the Dean over the next 2 days, our Mega Bash. That's right, a lot going on here at the stadium and, of course, downtown Abacoa. I cannot wait. I cannot wait celebrating the United States of America, our great country, a big birthday party we're going to have. And Rotundo makes contact. This one bloops right in front of Latrell. And Rotundo's on base with a single. So two singles to start the game for the Cardinals. A good look, of course, especially after the last two games, right? They got blown out the last two games. Not a lot of offense there. But what a way to start things off. And what a better day to do it, right? A super Sunday here, Sunday afternoon baseball. Hammerheads and Cardinals. Leonardo Bernal now in the box. Runners on first and second. As the ump calls a quick time. Bernal getting ready in the box. Lowe getting his pitch. Here it comes. And he smacks this one over the head of Montgomery. Latrell's going to have no shot at it. Juan Bincho's going to come home. And just like that, an RBI double by Leonardo Bernal. And the Cardinals are up 1-0. Let's get the party started. Especially if you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. You gotta be happy. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. Bernal just hit an RBI double. And now the big-time prospect, the big-time bat, all the potential in the world, Javier Baez is up. Here comes the pitch to Baez. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Big time moment here for the prospect. Next pitch to Baez, making contact, popped up. Baez from Boston, Massachusetts, pitching in the second round of the 2021 draft. A lot of potential when you think Javier Baez. He's playing right field today. Has a chance here to make an immediate impact in the game. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Here comes the pitch. That's called a strike. Count goes 1-2 to Baez. Here comes the next pitch from Lowe. Baez makes contact, but it's foul. Rotundo on third, Bernal on second, Baez in the box. Nobody out, bottom of the first inning. Cardinals currently in the lead, 1-0, looking to add some cushion to that lead. They need the run support. They've been struggling with it the last couple of games here. And Baez goes down on strikes. So that's the first out of the inning. Baez goes down. That's the first strikeout of the game for Colin Lowe. And Curiali's up next. Now with one out, runners on second and third. 1-0 Cardinals lead. What a better guy to be in that spot. Curiali batting .287, one home run, 33 RBIs. After a tremendous first half of the season, we'll see if he can pick up the pace here. A little bit of a slump lately, but the second half is new beginnings for everybody. Here comes the 0-1 to Curiali. Swing and a miss, strike two. Cruz is on deck. He'll be up next as Curiali tries to bounce back at this at-bat. Currently down in the count 0-2. Lowe, who comes into the game, your Hammerheads pitcher on the mound with a 3.80 ERA, 36 strikeouts worth 45 innings of work. Going to try to get out of this inning without allowing any more runs. Rotundo on third. Bernal on second. One out here. Bottom of the first inning. Counts 1-2 to Curiali. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. So Lowe able to get his second strikeout early on in this game. Curiali goes down swinging, and that's going to bring Adenson Cruz up next, the speedy center fielder, batting .243, 12 RBIs. Cruz from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, picked up as an international free agent in 2017. Runners on second and third, two outs. Here comes the pitch. And he smacks this one over to left field, heading towards the track. Bounces right in front of the wall. Rotundo comes home. Bernal comes home. And that's a two RBI double for Adenson Cruz. And what a way to start the game for the Beach Birds when they had nothing going on the last couple of games. Talk about a road to redemption. Up 3-0 right now in the bottom of the first. What a hit by Cruz. Bringing two in when the Cardinals, they've just been desperate for a spark. And here we go, up 3-0 now, bottom of the first inning. Carlos Linares is now up. So a two RBI double for Cruz sets up the scene now for Linares. With two outs, counts 0-1. Outside and away, count goes 1-1. So some good offense, a lot of hope after you see that. It's been a struggle the last couple of days for the Cardinals, but that's the way the game of baseball goes. And now they have an opportunity to start off the week strong. Linares makes contact, fouls it away. Counts 1-2 to Carlos Linares, batting .239, one home run, 12 ribbies on the season. He's playing first base today. Here comes the 1-2 from Colin Lowe. And making contact but foul. Count stays 1-2. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment and see what's going on in the Florida State League. A lot at stake early on as the second half of the season just underway. Linares making contact there, but then again, foul. Espinoza on deck if we get to him. Of course, we got two outs here. Bottom of the first. Beach Birds on top of the Hammerheads, 3-0. And Ensign Cruz on second. A ball in play can bring him home. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike number three. So Lowe's able to get out of the inning. Three strikeouts, but the Beach Birds take advantage of some golden opportunities. Driving home three, up 3-0 now as we approach the top of the second inning. Walter works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Things off here in the top of the inning. Batting 233, one home run, 20 ribbies on the season. Playing shortstop for your Hammerheads. Count goes 2-0 to Rodriguez. Hansel Rincon on the mound for the Beach Birds, approaching his 22nd pitch of this Sunday afternoon. Here it comes, and Rodriguez makes contact. A nice grab there and a flick over to Rincon for out number one. What a play there by Linares. The diving attempt and some good defense. So some good defense and some good offense early on for the Beachbirds. Very good to see. After a very exciting and explosive first half of the season, the Cardinals are trying to get back to those ways. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn, who's the designated hitter. Here comes the first pitch to Spahn, and he rips this one, but just foul. Man, the velocity on that hit looked like a freight train going through, but just on the other side of that white line by the third baseline. So the count's 1-1 to Spahn. Here comes the pitch. Just catches the outside corner. Nice 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Hansel Rincon. Rincon from the Dominican Republic picked up as a free agent in 2019 as Spahn bloops this one to Rincon, and what a pickup and a throw by Hansel. That's going to be out number two. Nice play, Rincon to Linares. Sam Prater's up next. He's the catcher for the Hammerheads in that eighth spot. Noah Williamson on deck. And the first pitch to Prater, upstairs and inside, ball one. And the next pitch outside, going to be ball two. Count goes 2-0 with two outs. Cardinals on top 3-0 after an exciting first inning. And the next pitch upstairs, count goes 3-0. So Prater up in the count, 3-0. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. Catches the outside corner there. Nice fastball. Count goes to 3-1. And there's the 3-1 right to Michael Curiali, who's going to throw it right over to Linares. Easy out number 3. Routine play there by the Palm Beach Cardinals defense as we rock and roll to the bottom of the second inning. Palm Beach Cardinals on top 3-0. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Hammerheads and Cardinals going on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Lisandro Espinoza with his first chance today up in the box trying to make something happen with the crack of the bat here. He makes contact there. Latrell looking, but it's going to go foul. Count starts off for Espinoza at 0-1. Espinoza batting 181 with 2 home runs and 25 ribbies. A lot of potential when you think Espinoza. I've seen him win games here on the swing of a bat. I've seen him win games with his speed and his defense. So a lot of potential when you talk Espinoza. He pops this one up. Who's going to get it? And right there to grab it is Javier Sanoa. Sanoa playing second today makes the easy grab. Espinoza goes down on a pop-up. That's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez with a 218 average, 10 ribbies. Hernandez from Montreal, Canada. Picked up in 2018 as an international free agent. Hernandez playing second base today. Counts 0-1 to Brandon. Here comes the pitch from low. And count's going to go 0-2 after that foul ball. Walter Works with you on the call this Sunday afternoon. That's right, live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. I'll be with you tomorrow and Tuesday as well. As we got an exciting couple of days, man. It feels like a weekend, an extended weekend. And my golly, it is. Just imagine. We got a mega bash going on here at the Dean. July 3rd and July 4th with both games starting at 6 p.m. Don't miss the biggest bash in Alcoa this year. So much going on downtown. So much going on at the stadium. We're all going to be united to celebrate America's birthday. As Hernandez fouls this one. Post-game fireworks, a mega kids area. I'm talking inflatables, everything you can think about, specials all over the place. Tomorrow, the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, last game of their series, and then the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to take on the Hammerheads. That's Tuesday. Both games with a start time of 6 p.m. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com, or we make it easy for you right outside the stadium at the box office. So Hernandez facing a 2-2 count, Juan Bincho on deck, and makes contact there, but right into the glove of Montgomery, getting it and stepping on the bag, out number two. So Juan Bincho's up next. He had a single his first time up in that leadoff spot. We'll see if he can create a spark here in the second inning. Cardinals on top right now with a 3-0 lead. And Bincho making contact. A beautiful hit there right over the glove of Ian Lewis at third. And Bincho's on base with another single. Juan Bincho, and don't you know, somebody got a fire extinguisher. Bincho is on fire. Coming through in that leadoff spot, and you gotta love it. The beloved Juan Bincho, he's become one of the favorites here when you're thinking the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bincho from Korea, 19 years old, picked up as a free agent. Just imagine, 19 years old. That's what you see here. The Stars of Tomorrow and Rotundo making contact, but right into the glove of Chase Luttrell. That's right, folks. That's all she wrote for the second inning. And we'll be back for the top of the third. That's right. Cardinals on top 3-0 on five hits. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the...
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Popped US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Walter works with you on the call live on MILB.com. That's right, the home of the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Top of the third inning here. Hansel Rincon coming back onto the mound. Just threw his 32nd pitch of this Sunday afternoon. That's going to be ball number one. Noah Williamson leading things off for the Hammerheads here in the top of the third inning. And making contact there is Williamson, but it's going to go foul. Here comes the 1-1 outside. That's going to be ball number two. Here comes the 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 2-2. Williamson comes into the game batting 105, 3 home runs, 9 ribbies. Rincon with one strikeout on the day, and Williamson rips this one over to left field. Charging, trying to get it is Bincho. Williamson rounding first, over to second easily, and Noah Williamson with a stand-up double here to start the inning. So Williamson gets on second. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. the center fielder, the speedy center fielder. What a season he's having, batting .293, one home run, 30 RBIs. Here comes the first pitch to Roberts. Pops this one up, all the way up. Bernal trying to track it down. Does he have a chance? He's looking, he's hoping, and he gets it right by the net behind home plate. What a defensive effort by Leonardo Bernal. Wowzers. Talk about defense. So Roberts is retired on a ball we all thought was going to go foul. But some great catching there by Bernal. So with one out now and Williamson on second, that brings up Ian Lewis.
Third baseman, number two.
Lewis walked his first time up. Has a .239 average, zero home runs, 19 RBIs playing third base today. Here comes the first pitch to Lewis. Just catches the outside corner, 85 mile per hour breaking ball, strike one. Cardinals lead 3-0 here in the top of the third on five hits. Hammerheads with no runs have two hits. No errors for both teams. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. Lewis makes contact, and right there to get it is Linares stepping on the bag. That's going to be out number two. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa, who got a base hit his first time up. Sanoa with a tremendous season thus far, batting .295 with 42 ribbies. And what you see a lot from Sanoa is not necessarily power hitting. Obviously, with no home runs, he's not that guy. He's going to put the ball in play when it matters the most. And timely hitting, that's a big part of the game. And that's what you see with Sanoa with those 42 RBIs. He makes contact here. Baez heading towards the track and makes the catch there in right field. Allowed out number three for Sanoa. So Sanoa making some decent contact, just not enough. And that's three outs. Cardinals still on top, 3-0. We'll be back for the bottom of the third inning. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Leonardo Bernal batting .263, three home runs, 34 RBIs, leads things off for the Beach Birds here in the bottom of the third inning. Bernal had a RBI double his first time up. We'll see if Leonardo can make some more happen here. Getting us going here. Bottom of the third, cruising through this game with the Cardinals on top 3-0. A big difference from what we've seen the last couple of days, right? If you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. You think about last night, Hammerheads on top 11-3. They got 12 hits in that game. And then obviously the night before, Right, Friday night, Hammerheads just completely blanked out the Palm Beach Cardinals with a 9-0 victory. So if you think about the last couple of games, I mean, think about the run differential. The Hammerheads able to get, what, just over 20 runs in the last two games, and now here we go to start off the week. And the Cardinals so far are keeping them at bay with a 3-0 lead as Bernal strikes out there. So another strikeout for Lowe. So Bernal goes down looking. That's going to bring up Joshua Baez. Baez struck out his first time up. And that's what you got to love about the game of baseball, right? There's always another day to get better. Another day, another shot at redemption. With the second half underway, Cardinals are looking for exactly that. They want to show everybody why they won the first half in the Florida State League East. Big swing and a miss there by Baez. Count goes 0-2. Count, one out, bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Baez makes contact right over to the shortstop. Should be a routine play, and it is. Nice grab there by Rodriguez over to Montgomery, and that's going to be two outs. So two outs now here in the bottom of the third. Nobody on base. And Michael Curiali now steps into the box. Here comes the first pitch to Curiali. Curiali making contact right over to the third baseman, but well overthrown. Lewis at third got a clean grab on it and then just overthrew Montgomery at first. I mean, he had no shot. Even if he was 10 feet tall, he wouldn't have been able to make that grab. And just like that, Curiali is awarded second base on the Hammerheads' first error of the game. Will it be a costly error? We'll find out, because if Cruz can put this ball in play, more than likely Curiali is going to be able to come home. First pitch to Cruz, fastball, strike one. And don't forget, Cruz, his first time up, had a 2-RBI double. That's what really got things going for the Beachbirds in the first inning. Looking for more of the same now with two outs here. He's got Curiali on second. And really, he's on second by luck. Lewis made a clean grab, had enough time, just overthrew the first baseman for the Hammerheads, Montgomery. And Cruz makes contact there, but right into the mitt of the center fielder. Nice grab there by Roberts. So a chance, a hope, and a prayer, but no runs come home. Cruz popping out to Brett Roberts over at center. But the Cardinals are still on top, 3-0. We're approaching the top of the fourth inning. We'll see what happens next. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MLB.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bayshore Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Fourth inning. One out already in the books. Nice play there by Juan Bincho getting the first out of the inning. Luttrell popping up. Hitless so far in this game. Up next is going to be Torin Montgomery. On deck is Rodriguez. Cardinals on top, 3-0. And what a nice surprise. After the last two games, Hammerheads have been able to get over 20 runs, right? They got 11 yesterday. They got 9 on Friday. And all of a sudden, with this pitching that the Cardinals are showing and the defense, of course, haven't been able to bring anything across home, the Hammerheads. And the Cardinals enjoying a 3-0 lead thus far, but still a lot of baseball to be played as Montgomery pops this one up over by the Cassidy Cool Zone. Maybe not. But let's talk about the Cassidy Cool Zone, man. Staying cool is so important. And don't forget to check out CassidyAC.com. When I think about staying cool in a state like Florida, I think about the Cassidy Cool Zone and John C. Cassidy, man. They've been servicing Florida and all your air conditioning needs for as long as I can remember. Don't forget to check them out, CassidyAC.com. And Montgomery bloops this one over to second base. That's going to be an easy grab for Hernandez, throwing it over to Linares. That's going to be the second out of the inning. So Luttrell retired. Montgomery goes out on a ground ball. Two quick outs. That's going to bring up Christian Rodriguez, who's going to be looking for his first pitch of this Sunday afternoon. First pitch to Rodriguez, ball one. So don't forget, tomorrow, and of course Tuesday, 4th of July, over the next 2 days, we're celebrating America's birthday. That's right, a mega bash, a 4th of July extravaganza, Monday and Tuesday, with both games starting at 6 p.m. Post-game fireworks, so much going on for the kids, inflatables everywhere. And we got specials all over, merchandise specials, a lot going on over the next 2 days. Don't forget to get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Spahn is up next with two outs. Rodriguez got to first on a walk. Spahn looking for his first hit of the game, batting 215, four home runs, 26 ribbies. And look at that. Wowzers. Rodriguez trying to take second. A steal attempt, and Bernal just catches him. A perfect throw to second, and easily getting to it is Hernandez for the tag, and that's out number three. And just like that, the Cardinals are hanging on to their 3-0 lead. We are cruising to the bottom of the fourth inning. Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Colin Lowe still on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads, approaching his 47th pitch of this Sunday afternoon. Throws number 47, and that's going to be strike two to Lowe. Lowe with a good showing so far, even though he's allowed three runs. He's got four strikeouts so far in the game. But that's what timely hitting and taking advantage of an opportunity does. His job right now is to keep the Hammerheads in the game, because just imagine, Friday night they were able to get 9 runs. Saturday night they got 11 runs. So this Hammerheads offense can make something happen at any point in the game. We know all that. I mean, think about Friday's game where the Hammerheads and the Cardinals were neck and neck pretty much all game. And then the Hammerheads just blew it wide open in the 7th inning and the 8th inning with 8 runs combined. So that's what we're looking for if you're a part of the Hammerheads faithful up to this point in the game. A pop out there, that's going to be the first out of the inning. So Linares goes down on a pop-up. Espinoza's up next, the shortstop. He's looking for his first hit of this Sunday afternoon. And he rips this one over to left field, heading towards the track, and is it out of here? No, just foul. Espinoza thought it was out of here. I thought it was out of here. Just foul. Just foul. Espinoza taking his time to get back into the batter's box. He was already rounding first. A 180 average with 2 home runs and 25 RBIs. A lot of potential in Espinoza. Espinoza from Venezuela, 20-year-old, picked up in 2019 as an international free agent. Count goes 1-1 to Espinoza. Lowe looking for his 5th strikeout of the game. His next strikeout will be his 40th of this season. Espinoza makes contact over to Lewis. Lewis to Montgomery. And that's going to be out number 2. Nice hustle there by Espinoza. A lot of speed when you think about Lisandro, but just about an inch or two from being safe there. Nice play by Lewis getting it over to Montgomery. So 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th with the Cardinals up 3-0. That's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez also looking for his first hit. Brandon Hernandez playing second base today. Here comes the pitch from Lowe. And this one inside, it's going to be ball 1. And the next pitch, ball 2. Hernandez with a 216 average, 10 RBIs on the season. Juan Bincho due up next. He's on deck. And Hernandez makes contact. This one hit into the outfield, and reaching to get it is Williamson. He dives after it, can't grab it at all. And getting his back there at center was Roberts. He was able to get to it. And as Hernandez was rounding first, trying to get to second, just beats the throw. What a hustle play by Hernandez, getting a double. And now in prime position for Juan Bincho to bring him home, and don't you know. Here we go, Bincho up. Hernandez at second. What a rip by Hernandez. Williamson went to get it. He thought he had a chance. I mean, he flew after that ball, completely missed. And the heads-up play from Roberts prevented a triple. It was hit that good. And then the heads-up baseball by Roberts and the throw to second. Just think about it. Hernandez barely got there in time. But nevertheless, Hernandez gets onto second after that impressive double. With two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, Bencho facing a 1-1 count. Let's see what happens. One ball, one strike, two outs. Cardinals on top, 3-0, bottom of the fourth. Runner on second. Here comes the pitch to Bencho. And he swings at that one. That's going to be strike two. Big swing and a miss by Juan Bencho. Bencho stepping off the box. He looks like he's maybe asking for a new bat, or he's going to step back into the box. Pitch clock ticking. Runner on second. Bencho with a 269 average, three home runs, 28 ribbies. Here comes the pitch from Lowe. It's going to be pitch number 60 of the game for Colin Lowe so far with four strikeouts. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball just missing at 75 miles per hour there. So Bencho gets another shot now with the count even at 2-2. Six hits so far for the Beachbirds. Three runs coming across home. Currently leading the Hammerheads 3-0. Good eye there by Bencho in the box. Count now goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Hernandez on second after that impressive double, giving the Cardinals another opportunity to bring a run home, looking for all the run support that they can get. I mean, just think about it. Friday night, the Hammerheads put up 9, won that game. Saturday night, they put up 11, and they won that game. Over the last two games, they put up 20 runs with no problemo, and the Cardinals know. But today is a shot at redemption for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and a good eye there by Juan Bencho. Now causing a little bit, I would say somewhat of a threat with two outs here, though. Bencho gets on first on the Base on Balls Express train. Have you ever ridden the Base on Balls Express train? Choo, choo, choo. Juan Bencho, don't you know, gets on first. Hernandez on second. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Cardinals up 3-0. And now Chris Rotundo has a chance to make something happen here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rotundo already with a hit today. Makes contact there down the third baseline. That's going to be a fair ball. Coming home is Hernandez. Rounding third over to home. Juan Bencho is rounding third. He's coming home. And that's an RBI double for Chris Rotundo. And the Cardinals now lead 5-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Wowzers. Are you ready to get the party started? Happy Sunday. That's exactly what the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful needed. Man, what a way to start the week. Holy moly, the Cardinals on top 5-0. And man, have the tables turned. Rotundo coming through with a 2-RBI double. Very nice. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal. He's up next. And making contact is Bernal. And that's going to be out number 3. So the Cardinals able to bring two more across home, padding those numbers. 5-0 lead on 7 hits. We're approaching the top of the 5th inning. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. To buy your home, you be...
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Harrison Spahn leading things off for the Hammerheads. 215 average from Spahn. 4 home runs, 26 ribbies. Spahn looking for his first hit here of this ball game. Takes the first pitch there outside, ball number one. Spahn from Tarzana, California. Picked up as a free agent. Count goes 1-1 to Spahn. Hansel Rincon still on the mound for the Cardinals. Very productive game for Rincon, allowing no runs and keeping these hot Hammerheads, who have scored a combined, 20-plus runs over the last two games. And just imagine, so far scoreless here through four. And this breaking ball, Spahn making contact, that's going to be hit behind the home plate, so a foul ball there. 1-2 goes the count. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Here comes the 54th pitch for Rincon. That's going to be fouled. Count stays 1-2. We're going to check your out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment, as all the games in the Florida State League are well underway. Spahn making contact there. Should be a routine play. And it is. Nice reaching by Linares. Curiali was able to get the ball. Espinoza over to Linares. Linares had to reach just a little bit, but a clean grab there for out number one. Sam Prater up next. He's also looking for his first hit of the ball game. The catcher for the Hammerheads, batting 129, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. Prater from Helena, Alabama, picked in the 6th round of the 2021 draft. All 1 the count to Prater. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. And this one outside, count goes 1-1. One count, one out, top of the 5th inning. Beachbirds on top, 5-0. Prater making contact, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2. Make sure to get the tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the box office. Prater making contact there. Curiali grabs it. A quick throw over to Linares, and he's safe. And Linares can't believe it over at first. He thought he had his cleats on the bag, and obviously maybe he didn't. So some hustle by Sam Prater, and he gets on to first on what should have been an out. So Prater's on. That's going to bring up Noah Williamson, who got a double his last time around. Here comes the pitch to Williamson. Fastball outside, ball one. Rincon just throwing his 60th pitch of this Sunday afternoon. Two strikeouts on the evening from Rincon, and Williamson keeps the hitting streak going. Bloops this one over the head of Michael Curiali. Pincho picking it up, and that's a stand-up single for Noah Williamson. So Williamson coming alive at the bat, batting ninth. He got a double his first time up and now gets a single. And that's going to move Sam Prater over to second. And with just one out here in the top of the fifth, the Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming. They're looking to take a bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. And this is the best opportunity they've had all game. Runner on first, runner on second. Roberts in the box, Rincon on the mound. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. And Roberts smacks this one over to short. Will it be a double play? Yes, it will. What a defensive play by the Palm Beach Cardinals. Espinoza to Hernandez, right over to Linares. Two outs just like that, and the Hammerheads get out of the inning with spectacular defense. How about that? Hanging on to this 5-0 lead. We'll see what happens. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has his paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Beach birds can keep flying around these sharks and having their way with them. A much-needed day so far for the Cardinals, who have struggled over the last two games and really have struggled in this beginning of the second half of the season. Colin Lowe still on the mound. He just threw pitch number 69. Count goes 1-2 to Baez. Baez with a .236 average, 6 home runs, 24 RBIs from Boston, Massachusetts. A lot of potential in Baez, and a lot of stock in Baez, picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Baez playing right field today in that cleanup spot for the Cardinals. Here comes the pitch. This one outside and away. Count goes full to Joshua Baez. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out here. Michael Curiali on deck, hitless so far. Here comes the pitch to Baez. Baez making contact, but it's going to go foul. Count's going to remain full. Low now with 72 pitches on the day, four strikeouts. And Baez rocks this one, but rocks it foul. Not the game Lowe was hoping for, now with his ERA up to 4.44. Looking to get his 40th strikeout of the season, four so far today. Here comes the 3-2 to Baez. And Baez rocks this one over to left field. It has a chance, and it is not out of here. Ay, 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 another one. So close, no cigar. A lot of power in Baez, and you saw it right there. But just foul. So we're going to do it again. Counts 3-2, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, Cardinals on top 5-0. Low against Baez. Here comes the pitch. And this one upstairs, and Baez, with a good eye, takes first base on a walk. So Baez finally getting on base with a good eye. And that's going to bring up Michael Curiali. Curiali in a slump here over the last few games of the season. Batting .284, one home run, 33 RBIs. One player of the week in the Florida State League multiple times during the first half. Player of the month. Curiali has been impressive. And you know what? Baseball's a long journey. And you got to be impressed with those numbers. .284, 33 RBIs playing third base. Love to see players like this just flourish and do big things. That's what you get here at the Dean, the Stars of Tomorrow, and that's what you see here with Michael Curiali. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Nice pitch there by Colin Lowe. His next strikeout will be his 40th of the season. Baez on first. Nobody out for the Beachbirds. Here comes the 0-2. And Curiali making contact. Goes into the stands, though. That's a foul ball. Home plate umpire for today's game is Shea Graham. First base umpire Chad Lagana. Calling a good game so far. Minimal drama. Just a smooth Sunday as Baez goes to take second, but Curiali makes contact, and it's foul. So we'll do it again. I just can't wait. What a week we're going to have. Starting off with today, a good ball game here at the Dean. But don't forget, Monday and Tuesday, we're celebrating America's birthday. That's right, the independence of this beautiful country that we all live in and love. First pitch starting at 6 p.m. for both games. There's going to be so much going on, including post-game fireworks, so many specials, deals. Have a great time celebrating America's birthday. Not just at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, but so much going down in downtown Abacoa. And Baez is going to take second here. Here comes the throw. Prater, not a good one. And Baez gets to second on a stolen base. So with no outs, the Cardinals are threatening again. Joshua Baez getting to first on a walk, stealing second. And now Curiali in prime position to bring Baez home. Come home to mama. Cardinals trying to add more to their lead. Counts 1-2 to Curiali. Here comes the pitch from Lowe. Curiali making contact. This one is blooped. Is anybody going to get to it? And nice play there in right field. A diving attempt by Luttrell. And that's going to be out number one. So Luttrell charging in from right field, making the diving attempt. And Curiali goes down. First out of the ball game. That's going to bring up Anson Cruz, who had a 2-RBI double his first time up. Really got things going for these Cardinals. 5-0 lead for the Beachbirds. Hammerheads trying to do everything they can on the mound and on defense to stay within reach. And here comes the pitch to Cruz, outside and away. 1-0 the count, one out. Hammerheads and Cardinals, and then we'll play one more tomorrow between these two teams, and then the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to play the Hammerheads on the 4th of July. Cruz makes contact there, hits the leg of Lowe, and then they can't get to it in time, the throw over at first. So Cruz easily gets there with a single. So Cruz gets on base again. Linares is up next. Espinoza on deck. Runners on the corners with one out. Baez at third. Cruz at first. Linares with a .233 average, one home run, 12 RBIs, playing first base. And playing a great first base, I might add. And here comes the pitch to Linares. He rips this one up the middle, and that's going to be an RBI single for Carlos Linares. Easily coming home is Joshua Baez. And now the Beachbirds have a commanding 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. An RBI single for Linares. And talk about redemption. The tables have turned, and now the whole Hammerheads infield at the mound. We're going to have a pitching change. A sense of urgency now from the Hammerheads as we cruise through this game. Bottom of the fifth inning, Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Rachel Ramchalk is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and...
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the game, folks. Bottom of the fifth. We just had a pitching change. Chris Mockma on the mound for the Hammerheads. Espinoza in the box. Makes contact there right into the mitt of Rodriguez. And a heads-up play as he tags the runner at second. Two quick outs there. Good defense by the Hammerheads to get out of that inning. And maybe they have a chance, right? They're hoping. That's the Hammerheads after an explosive last couple of days on offense. Remember, Friday night, the Jupiter Hammerheads got 4 in the 7th, 4 in the 8th on their way to a 9-0 victory. But currently down by 6. It's the other way around now. The Beachbirds with a commanding 6-0 lead. What will happen? What's in store? The drama unfolding. Top of the sixth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the...
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for his first hit of the game. He walked his first time up. Sanoa on deck. Lewis taking ball two there. Hansel Rincon still on the mound for the Beachbirds. No action in the bullpen. Now at 65 pitches on this Sunday afternoon, allowing no runs thus far and three hits. Very nice. Some good defense, some stellar pitching, and some explosive offense from the Palm Beach Cardinals. Really what was the recipe for them in this first half of the season, right? The first half of the season, Cardinals being the best of the best in the Florida State League East, trying to get back to those ways, right? Not so long ago, as they've struggled a little bit here in the beginning of the second half, as Lewis chips this one over, and that's going to be an easy out number one. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. And then you got Chase Luttrell up next.
Javier Sanoa.
And a lot what has worked for the Hammerheads, if you think about this lineup, with Roberts in that first spot, Lewis in that second spot, and Sanoa in that third spot, these guys got to get on base because it's not the power that you're really relying on in those three. No, you wait for Luttrell to come up in that cleanup spot for that. But the idea is to get these guys on base, because the speed that they possess is a threat in itself. As Sanoa fouls this one, count going 0-2. 294 average for Sanoa on the season, 42 RBIs from the second baseman. Talk about seeing the stars of tomorrow here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as Sanoa makes contact there. Staying in place at center is Cruz, an easy grab there in center field. That's going to be out number two. That's going to bring up Chase Luttrell, who's playing right field today. 252 average on the season, four home runs, 27 ribbies for Luttrell. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. It's going to be pitch number 71, and that's a strike one. Overall now, the Hammerheads have a 39-33 record. Cardinals are 38-34. Roommates here at the Dean, neck and neck. And how impressive, how exciting. Imagine if we have a playoff showdown later on in the season between roommates. I think that's what we're all hoping for. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Luttrell. And Luttrell rips this one in the gap. I could tell you right now, nobody's going to get to that. Rounding first, over to second easily. A stand-up double for Chase Luttrell with two outs here in the top of the sixth. What a hit by Luttrell. Nobody's on base, though. That's what I was mentioning before. If you have Roberts on, Lewis on, and Sanoa on, I can guarantee you everybody comes home with that lightning speed. And that's a part of this Hammerhead strategy, what they've been able to execute as of late. Trying to catch up to the Daytona Tortugas early on in the second half of the season. The Hammerheads are trying to follow that recipe, and they've been successful so far. If you think about it, 9 runs on Friday, 11 runs on Saturday. At any moment, the Hammerheads know they can make this game competitive. Montgomery pops this one up. Is anybody going to get to it? Baez calling it, and he gets it. That's out number three. And the Cardinals still on top, 6-0. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up after this commercial break. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. That's right, a lot going on in the Florida State League. Let's take a look at that. Daytona Tortugas, all knotted up at nothing. No runs, not a lot going on there on offense facing the Tampa Tarpons today. That game in the bottom of the fifth. Clearwater and Bradenton going neck and neck there, going at it. Bottom of the sixth inning. Marauders leading 4-0. Blue Jays and the Mets going head-to-head today. Blue Jays leading that one 1-0, that game in the middle of the sixth. And as of right now, the Cardinals on top of the Hammerheads, 6-0. Brandon Hernandez leading things off. Chris Mauchma on the mound, coming in for his second inning in relief. First pitch to Hernandez, called a strike. Second pitch, a ball. Count goes 1-1. Hernandez 1-for-2 today. Juan Bincho on deck. He's 2-for-2 today. Fastball outside. Count's going to go 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 to Hernandez. Making contact but foul. And when you think about the second half, Tortugas finally getting a loss. They have a 6-1 record. Hammerheads, though, in that conversation with a 4-2 record. And then the St. Lucie Mets obviously trying to have a way better second half at 2-4, and the Palm Beach Cardinals dead last right now at 1-6. A lot of baseball still to be played here. So no doubt, no reason why we shouldn't think the Cardinals can turn this thing around. And what a way to start the new week so far with a 6-0 lead. And Hernandez makes contact. That's going to get by everybody in the infield. Gets by a diving attempt of Rodriguez over at shortstop. And just like that, we got a runner on first with Juan Bincho up. So Hernandez gets on base again with his second hit of the day. And Juan Bincho, who's been on base every time so far on this Sunday afternoon, is in the box. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals on top, 6-0 on 10 hits. First pitch to Bincho. Strike one, 92-mile-per-hour fastball by Mauchma. Mauchma from Holland, Michigan, picked in the 12th round of the 2019 draft. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. Count goes 1-1. On deck, Rotundo, who's 2-for-3 on the day. We're sure to see him with nobody out. Pinchot making contact. And Lewis can't get a handle on it. Ay, ay, ay. And that's going to be charged as an error because Lewis had the time. All he had to do was pick that one up cleanly and just had a mishap there. Definitely not what the Hammerheads need at this point in the game as Pinchot gets on base again. And now with Hernandez on second and Chris Rotundo, who's 2-for-3 today and nobody out, the Cardinals have a chance to blow this game wide open. Machma on the mound. Rotundo in the box. Runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch. First pitch to Rotundo. 93 mile per hour fastball, strike one. Rotundo batting .239, two home runs, 27 RBIs. From Bridgeport, Connecticut, picked in the 19th round of the 2022 draft, went to college at Villanova. He makes contact there, but Montgomery gets in front of the ball and steps on the bag. That's going to be out number one. Leonardo Bernal stepping up into the box next, the catcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bernal had a 2 RBI double his first time up, a big part of that Cardinals 3-run first inning. Runners on second and third. Hernandez on third, Pinchot on second. Here comes the pitch to Bernal. This is going to be fouled, strike one. One count with one out, bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball. This ball is in play, and Bernal brings Hernandez home. That's an RBI single, and the Cardinals are now up 7-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Hip, hip, hooray! The Palm Beach Cardinals are back, flying all over these Hammerheads. Bottom of the sixth inning now with a 7-0 lead. Nice piece of hitting by Bernal. And what a game it's been for Leonardo Bernal. An RBI, a 2 RBI double in the first inning, and now with an RBI single here in the sixth. Baez up next. Runners on the corners. Hernandez came home for the seventh run of the ball game for the Cardinals. Pinchot now on third. Bernal on first. Next pitch to Baez. That's going to be ball one outside. Baez with a .236 average, 6 home runs, 24 RBIs. Picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Michael Curiali on deck. He's up next. And the pitch to Baez. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2 to Joshua Baez. Curiali on deck, anxious to get things going. Hitless so far in the game. And that's something that you really didn't see a lot of when it comes down to Curiali. He was riding and hitting all cylinders in the first half. Next pitch to Baez upstairs, inside. That's going to be ball two. Count goes even, 2-2. But Curiali, I'm telling you, just a couple of hits, one good hit away from breaking out of the slump. And he's on deck. He's going to look to make that happen. Runners on the corners. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Baez. Big swing and a miss, and Baez goes down on strikes. So that's it for Baez, and now with two outs, Cardinals with a 7-0 lead. Runners on the corners, Michael Curiali steps into the box. Here comes the pitch to Curiali. Outside, Prater getting right in front of it in time. Almost a wild pitch there. Nice job by the catcher of the Hammerheads. Sam Prater getting in front of that one. Bincho on third. Hernandez on first. Bernal on first. I'm sorry. Hernandez came home. He was the seventh run of this ball game. 1-1 the count to Cariali. Two outs. Runners on the corners. 11 hits so far for the Cardinals. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Cariali stepping out the box for a minute, trying to adjust his stance there, getting comfortable in the box. Machma approaching his 23rd pitch of the afternoon. Runners on the corners. Bottom of the sixth. Here it comes. This one upstairs all the way. That's going to be a ball. Two-two the count to Cariali. Cariali with 33 RBIs this season. Trying to bring Juan Bincho home. Maybe even Bernal. Who knows? Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Cariali stays hitless on the day. Obviously frustrated as he walks back to the dugout. Cardinals able to bring one home. Currently leading 7-0. As we cruise to the top of the seventh inning, Walter works with you on the call live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the ball game, everybody. Waiting to get things going here in the top of the seventh. Cardinals on top 7-0 on 11 hits. Look at that. The tables have turned after, I was a little bit depressed about it. Think about it. 9-0 was the score on Friday, and then the Hammerheads win Saturday, putting up 11 runs. You know, we are a home here for both teams, but we want to see both teams be competitive, and we're seeing a lot of that today from the Cardinals. So the Cardinals trying to hang on to this commanding 7-0 lead. The problem is the Hammerheads offense has been hot as of lately. During Friday's game, they were able to get 4 in the 7th, 4 in the 8th, on their way to a 9-0 victory. Looking for a little bit of that today. Hansel Verdun comes back onto the mound. A strong start for him, just allowing 4 hits, no runs. 75 pitches in the books for Hansel Rincon. Christian Rodriguez leading things off in the top of the seventh for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez playing shortstop today. Makes contact there, pops it up. All Cariali can do is look at it as it goes foul. Count goes 1-1 to Christian Rodriguez. Still a lot of baseball to be played here. The Cardinals have to be satisfied with their 7-0 lead. This one is ripped over to Espinoza. A beautiful play there by the shortstop. Nice catch and throw, and that's the first out of the inning. So Rodriguez is out. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. Spahn up now. Prater on deck. respond with a .214 average, 4 home runs, 26 RBIs. Here comes pitch number 79 of this Sunday afternoon from Rincon. This one upstairs, inside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Spahn. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Another swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. One to the count, one out. Top of the seventh inning. Spahn making contact. Espinoza right there. And another nice defensive play by Lisandro Espinoza, supplying the first two outs of this top of the seventh. And we're just one out of the way from going to the bottom of the seventh. Prater up next. Espinoza is retired on that ground ball. Prater 0 for 2 today. First pitch to Prater. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And this one outside gets away from Bernal, but it's A-OK with nobody on base. Count goes 1-1. And here comes the 1-1 outside. Count goes 2-1. With two outs, Hammerhead's facing a 7-run deficit. Next pitch, 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Rincon, foul tipped. Count's going to stay 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Here comes the next one, and it's going to be strike three. An 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Rincon. And just like that, the Hammerheads don't make anything happen again. And that's because Rincon has been stellar on the mound, allowing no runs and just a few hits. The tables have turned, at least so far. Cardinals looking for redemption, really, after a tough couple of days here at the Dean. The duel at the Dean continues. Hammerheads and Cardinals, we're going to keep things going. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. Walter works with you on the call. Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh after this commercial break.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well-deserved stretch. We pick things up here in the bottom of the seventh. Cardinals with a commanding 7-0 lead. They got to feel good about that. Cruz in the box. He's had a good day so far hitting the ball. had a two RBI double and a base hit so far today. Linares on deck. Counts 2-0 to Cruz. This one upstairs, three balls now, no strikes. Cardinals trying to get their second win of their second half of the season and their 39th win overall. Machma on the mound for the Hammerheads, and that's four straight balls. And Cruz takes a ride to first via the base on balls express train. Choo, choo, choo. Cruz gets the first. Whatever it takes, and sometimes it takes a good eye and some discipline. And he gets on the bags his third time around this game. Carlos Linares up next. He had an RBI single his last time up. Here comes the pitch to Cruz, to Linares, and this one's outside, ball one. Espinoza on deck, 0 for 3 on the day. Playing a great game on defense, going to try to pick up the offense on deck. Next pitch to Linares outside, that's another ball. Count goes 2-0. So, Adanson Cruz on first after the walk. Linares in the box. Going to take a couple practice swings now as Prater goes to the mound. Going to talk some strategy with Chris Machma. Prater heading back to home plate. Linares stepping back into the box. And we're going to get things going again. Bottom of the seventh, Cardinals on top, 7-0 on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Jupiter. That's called a strike. Count's going to go 2-1. A beautiful Sunday, that's right. Setting us up for a fun couple of days ahead of us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's the Mega Bash at the Dean in downtown Abacoa. First pitch starting at 6 p.m. But we got so much going on here to celebrate our great country's birthday. That's right, America's birthday, Independence Day. We're going to celebrate it Monday and Tuesday. I'm talking fireworks. I'm talking inflatables for the kids. I'm talking about specials all over the place. What better way to celebrate our independence, especially with America's favorite pastime, baseball and fireworks, Monday and Tuesday, first pitch 6 p.m. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or at the box office. Linares challenging the last pitch, and he's right. It's overturned. Count's going to go full now, 3-2. A good eye by Linares. That pitch just missing. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the next one, and that one is going to be strike number three. Linares goes down swinging. And that's going to bring up now Lisandro Espinoza, who's been anxiously waiting to get his first hit. And there's a lot of talent when you think about Espinoza. Obviously, at this level, you're looking for players to develop. We've seen in this game, the defense is where it needs to be. But now Espinoza trying to return the favor on offense. Takes the first pitch there, strike one. Hernandez on deck. He's 2 for 3 today. And the next one is outside, evening the count to 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Cardinals on top, 7-0 on 11 hits. Here comes the 1-1. Espinoza makes contact, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2 to Lisandro Espinoza. Machma on the mound, getting his pitch from Prater. Winding up. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss by Espinoza. Count's going to go 2-2. Or the scoreboard's wrong. I knew better. That's strike number 3. So Espinoza goes down on strikes. And that's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez with 2 hits today. Cruz on first. 2 outs here, bottom of the 7th. Cardinals on top, 7-0. Trying to add some more insurance. And I'm not talking Geico, folks. I'm talking runs coming across home plate. Even with a 7-0 lead, you can't think you're safe if you're the Palm Beach Cardinals, right? The Hammerheads have been able to put up 21 runs over the last 2 games combined. On Friday's game, they got 4 in the 7th, 4 in the 8th, in what was a 1-0 game until then. Able to come out on top 9-0. Looking for that today, and Hernandez now with another hit. Right into the gap. Picking up the ball is Williamson, throwing it infield. And Hernandez gets his 3rd hit of the ball game with another single. Runners now on 1st and 2nd. The whole infield coming in. Well, the infield staying put. Prater and Coach coming out. And with Juan Bincho, you got to have a conversation here. Strategy, composure, we gotta keep things in line. That's the conversation you're having if you're on this Hammerheads team. I know the score is 7-0, but a couple innings left to be played here. And with the way the Hammerheads offense has been, it's not really far-fetched to think they can get a couple guys on base, get some good hits, and make this a competitive ball game. But it has to start now with Juan Bincho coming up. And don't you know, Juan Bincho has been on fire. Juan Bincho has been on base every time so far this game, 4 times. 2 outs, bottom of the 2nd, runners on 1st and 2nd. Here comes the pitch to Bincho, this one upstairs, ball 1. Chris Machma on the mound, 1-0 the count. Here comes the pitch. Bincho checking his swing. That's going to be a strike 1, though. 1-1 the count with 2 outs. Hammerheads trying to get out of the 7th. They're going to try to make something happen in the 8th. They need 1 more out, though. Here comes the pitch. Bincho, big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike 2. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Runners on 1st and 2nd. Rotundo on deck. He's 2-for-4 today. And Bincho making contact right over to Montgomery. Scoops it up. Steps on 1st, and that's out number 3. No runs come home. But the Cardinals on top 7-0. You gotta love it. And I'm not talking McDonald's if you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. Man, some runs coming home. And I'm talking about more than a handful. A 7-0 lead by your Beachbirds. Heading into the top of the 8th inning. Walter Works with you live on the call. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the eighth inning, Cardinals on top, 7-0. Noah Williamson stepping into the box. Roberts on deck. Williamson making contact right over there in left field. Juan Bincho getting under it. That's going to be out number one. So Williamson, who got a double early on today and then another base hit, no luck there. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. Speedy Brett Roberts is going to try to get on the bags to get really something going here. That's what the Hammerheads are hoping for, hoping to take a bite, at least a little nibble, out of these Cardinals. Top of the order up, Lewis on deck. Here comes the pitch to Roberts. 92 mile per hour fastball. Ball two. New pitcher on the mound for the Beachbirds, Joseph King, 5.72 ERA, 48 strikeouts through 50 innings of work. Throws a strike there, count goes 2-1. What a game, though, by Hansel Rincon, a big reason why the Cardinals are up, allowing no runs on four hits. Nice piece of hitting there by Roberts. What a grab by Curiali at third, the scoop at first, and that's out. Number two, a quick two outs here in the top of the eighth. And Curiali with an impressive grab at third base. And then the scoop, picking up the ball at first, Linares. It wasn't the easiest throw, but Linares got to it. And just like that, Roberts is retired. So now with Lewis on call to make something happen here. He's up next. He's in the box. You got Sanoa on deck. 0-1 the count to Lewis. And nice breaking ball there by Joseph King. 82 mile per hour breaking ball. That's going to be called a strike. It was challenged, but stays a strike. So the count goes 0-2 to Lewis. And the next pitch from King upstairs, ball one, count goes 1-2. One, two count, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top, 7-0. And Lewis making contact. This one to the shortstop. Lisandro Espinoza with a nice play, and he has been just amazing on defense. That's out number three. Very impressive. The Cardinals have been all day, whether it be the pitching, whether it be the defense, whether it be just the fundamental baseball, and then you add the hitting. That tells the story so far of the game, with the Cardinals on top 7-0, and there we saw more of the same. Back for the bottom of the eighth inning, Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show. Walter works with you on the call. Cardinals with a commanding 7-0 lead, bottom of the eighth inning. Rotundo starting things off for us here in the bottom of the eighth. Leonardo Bernal on deck, followed by Joshua Baez. Big swing and a miss there by Rotundo. Count goes 1-1. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads, Rizkiel Tineo. Here comes the 1-1. And just a little too high there. Count goes to 2-1. Tineo from Barcelona, Venezuela, the 20-year-old, picked up as a free agent in 2022. Rotundo making contact. And it was a routine play there, but Rodriguez not able to get a handle on it. That's going to be charged as another error for the Hammerheads, their third of the day. And Rotundo, hustling, gets the first. So Leonardo Bernal's up next. He had a two RBI double. No, he had an RBI double in the first, then had another RBI his last time up. Rips this one, but foul. 0-1 count to start off the at-bat for Bernal. Tineo, the new pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, ball one, count goes 1-1. Nobody out, runner on first. 7-0 Cardinals lead. Bernal batting .264, 3 home runs, 35 RBIs. And makes contact there, but it's just going to go foul. We'll do it again. Count goes 1-2. Cardinals trying to get their second win of this second half of the season in the Florida State League, trying to get their 39th win overall. Joshua Baez 0-3 on the day. On deck, he'll be followed up by Michael Curiali, who's after him. Nobody out. Here comes the 1-2 to Bernal. And Bernal making contact, but just foul yet again. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Bottom of the eighth, Bernal making contact there. And looking for it is Lewis, catching it in foul territory. That's going to be the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Joshua Baez. 6 home runs, 24 RBIs on the season, the right fielder. A second-round pick in the 2021 draft. Curiali on deck. Rotundo on first. And the first pitch to Baez called strike one. A beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Jupiter. Not a breeze in sight. A lot of sun. No threatening clouds. Very enjoyable today. And a nice setup for the next 2 days here. A mega bash. That's right. We got a lot going on here at the stadium downtown Abacoa. Monday, July 4th. That's tomorrow. Monday, July 3rd. I'm sorry. And Tuesday, July 4th. Monday and Tuesday. A lot going on here at the Dean. And Baez rips this one down the third baseline. Rounding third and coming home to score is Rotondo. So Baez with the RBI double. And now Curiali up next with Baez on second. Cardinals on top now 8-0.
Michael Curiali.
Exactly what Baez was looking for to get things going on offense. And there he does with a rip down the third baseline. I mean, Williamson charging after that ball. It was all the way by the corner of left field there, definitely preventing a triple with all the speed there and getting the ball really back into the infield. But the damage is done. An RBI double by Joshua Baez. So Teneo on the mound for the Hammerheads, not off to a good start in relief. Curiali now facing a 1-1 count, looking for his first hit of the ballgame. And he makes contact there over in the outfield. Should be an easy grab, and it is for Chase Luttrell. So that's two outs now. Cardinals up 8-0. And coming up is Edanson Cruz. Cruz is batting .255 with 14 ribbies playing center field today. And what a day he's had. A two RBI double in the first. And also got another hit. Two hits on the day for Cruz. Two hits on the day and two RBIs. Cruz trying to add on to that stat line, facing an 0-1 count here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals with a commanding 8-0 lead on 13 hits. Here comes the 0-1. And Cruz rips this one off the leg of Teneo. And that's going to be another RBI, an RBI single. There's no play at the plate. And now, the Cardinals are up 9-0. How do you like that? Very impressive by the Beach Birds. Talk about redemption. The training staff of the Hammerheads now are going to take a look at Teneo. As Cruz ripped that one off the leg of Teneo. And I mean ripped. That ball bounced off Teneo's leg on the mound and went into the outfield. That's how hard it hit him. So Baez was able to come home. The Cardinals are now up 9-0. Teneo seems to be okay. And getting their 14th hit of the game. That's exciting, especially heading into the new week, especially heading into our mega bash. A big game tomorrow, Monday, with first pitch at 6 p.m., with these two teams closing out the series. Don't forget to get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the stadium at the box office. Breaking ball just inside there to Linares. Count goes 1-0 to Carlos. Teneo trying to get out of this inning. And contact there by Linares, but foul. Count goes 1-1. Nine nothing lead for your Palm Beach Cardinals over the Hammerheads. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs. Swing and a miss. That's going to be strike two to the Linares. Walter works with you on the call, Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. I'll be joining everybody tomorrow for the final game of this series between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, and Tuesday when the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to take on the Hammerheads. A lot of things going on, and what a better way to celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime, baseball fireworks, the biggest birthday party you can think of here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's happening Monday and Tuesday. Wild pitch there. Runner's going to move on to second easily. So Cruz now moves up a base. Counts 2-2 to Linares. Linares had an RBI today. And a lot of the Cardinals really getting things going on offense, if you think about it. 9 runs, 14 hits. And a phenomenal job when it comes to pitching and defense, now allowing any runs to come home, especially after the last 2 days. Nice hustle play by Montgomery, flicking it over to Teneo. Teneo stepping on first, and that's out number 3. The Palm Beach Cardinals are able to bring 2 more across home, extending their lead 9-0. Talk about a cushion. Talk about run support. They got 9 runs ahead of these Hammerheads. The Hammerheads haven't brought anybody home. Will we see a miracle on the Dean for the roommates that aren't having such a good day? That's right. You know, the Hammerheads and the Cardinals share the stadium. Cardinals being the home team today and tomorrow over the whole series. But we'll see if the Hammerheads can make anything happen. I mean, they put up more than 20 runs combined over the last 2 games. You never know, folks. Top of the 9th inning coming up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the 9th inning here. Last chance opportunity for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And how the tables have turned. Friday winning 9-0. Saturday winning, 11-3. ...20 runs combined over the last 2 days for the Hammerheads, and not able to get 1 run across home. At least yet. They got 3 outs left. Cardinals with a commanding 9-0 lead on 14 hits. And Javier Sanoa leading things off here in the top of the 9th. Big swing goes foul. Sanoa with a .293 average on the season, 42 RBIs. Joseph King on the mound. Here comes the 13th pitch in relief for King. 94 mile per hour fastball just missing. Count goes 1-2. Cardinals looking for their second win of this second half of the season, their 39th win overall. Of course, we'll do it again tomorrow. Hammerheads and Cardinals closing out the series tomorrow night, Monday night, with first pitch slated to start at 6 p.m. And Sanoa rips this one. Bencho heading towards the track, and that one is out of here. Javier Sanoa with his first home run of the season and giving the Hammerheads some type of life But you gotta be happy if you're a Javier Sanoa fan. He's put it together all season long. The hitting, the defense, the fundamental baseball, and there he rocks it out of the park right over the 345 mark. And that's his first run of the season, supplying the first run for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And now Jupiter's facing an 8-run deficit. I mean, even if the Hammerheads come out of the game not pulling it, you know, not pulling the win, you got to think at this point momentum's everything for tomorrow's game. And Javier Sanoa connecting on that pitch and smashing it out of the park. So the Cardinals now with a 9-1 lead, fifth hit of the game for the Hammerheads outside of the park. Of course, nobody on since Sanoa led, but here we go. No outs, top of the ninth. Chase Luttrell makes contact, bloops it though over to Curiali. Curiali with a nice throw right over to Linares, and that's going to be out number one. So after Sanoa's home run, Luttrell goes down on a ground ball. That's going to bring up pinch hitter Spencer Bramwell, who's going to hit instead of Torin Montgomery. Joseph King on the mound. Here comes the 18th pitch in relief for King. Upstairs, ball one. One-oh the count. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes even. Celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. That's what you're going to get here over the next 2 days. Monday and Tuesday with first pitch at 6 p.m. But the festivities, the experience, that's what it's all about. We're going to have a birthday party, not just at the stadium, but downtown Abacoa. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. And blooping that one is Bramwell just dribbling it in front of Bernal, but it's going to be a fair ball, and Bernal's able to get the ball and tag out Spencer. So a quick two outs. Cardinals are one out away from getting their second win of their second half and their 39th overall. Christian Rodriguez in the box. Last chance of hope here for the Hammerheads. Cardinals on top, 9-1. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a breaking ball for a strike number one. Nice breaking ball there by Joseph King at 82 miles per hour. And another nice breaking ball by King, 85 mile per hour. Count goes 0-2. So here we go, 0-2 count. Cardinals on top, 9-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 0-2. Swings and misses, but the ball gets away from Bernal. And on a strikeout, Rodriguez is going to go on to first. The pitch got away from Bernal. He had no idea where it was. And with some heads-up baseball, the Hammerheads are staying alive. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. Two outs, runner on first. And making contact there is Spahn, but it's going to be a foul ball. Count, two outs. King on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Nice breaking ball by Joseph King, 82 mile per hour. Caught all of the plate there. Definitely fooled Spahn. Changing direction and crossing home plate right at the last second. That's what you call pitching. Count goes 1-2 now. That last pitch outside and away. 1-2 the count, bottom of the ninth, two outs, Cardinals on top, 9-1, runner on first. Here comes the 1-2. And did he make contact there? He's out of there. So slow to make the call was the ump. The Cardinals didn't know what was going on, but the ump throws his fist up in the air, and that's out number three. And you can tell the Cardinals are delighted. After a brutal two games, man, they turned the tables. And if you want to look up redemption in the dictionary, that's exactly what happened today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A 9-1 victory for the Palm Beach Cardinals, defeating the Jupiter Hammerheads, getting their second win of the second half, now improving overall to 39-34. And what a game. You gotta be happy if you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. My player of the game is gonna have to be Hansel Rincon. I mean, he set the tone when it comes down to pitching. And when I mean set the tone, I'm talking about the momentum carried on defense, on offense. Think about the last two games. On Friday, the Cardinals couldn't even muster a run. On Saturday, the Hammerheads put up 11. And then today, the Cardinals throw some water on their face, wake up, and come out on top 9-1. You gotta love it, folks. The game of baseball will do it again tomorrow. The Mega Bash. I can't wait for the Mega Bash, celebrating our country's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Don't forget tomorrow, Monday, July 3rd, and Tuesday, the 4th of July. We're doing it big here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the final game of this series between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. And then Tuesday, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to play the Jupiter Hammerheads. I'm talking fireworks. I'm talking baseball. I'm talking so much fun with the kids. Everything you can think of. We're having a big birthday party for America here at the Dean, downtown Abacoa. I'm going to be here for it. I can't wait for it. Walter works with you saying adios, amigos. What a game. A 9-1 victory for the Cardinals, getting their second win of the second half and improving to 39-34. Walter works with you, MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. I'll be on the air tomorrow, first pitch, 6 p.m. Try to make it out to the stadium. We're going to celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. The series closing out tomorrow, Hammerheads and Cardinals, first pitch at 6 p.m. And then Tuesday, the 4th of July, the Muscles, Mighty Muscles, come to town to face the Jupiter Hammerheads. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the box office. All right, I'm tired of talking. What a ball game. The Cardinals win. Happy Sunday, everybody. Adios, amigos.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.